This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two of the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980, and coming up at 5:30, I would say there are certain segments that they're good radio segments, excellent radio segments even. They're a little spicier if you get to watch them on YouTube, and Competition Wednesday is one of them. And so if you can get to your smart TV or whoever you watch the show on YouTube at 5:30, I would recommend doing that. Right now, though, there's no need for any visuals. Just a nice little phone chat conversation with our pal, JP Finley.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not my beat.
Now, if we had JP on video, that'd be a different story. That you'd have to see. He is television's JP Finley, after all. What's up, dude?
I got a face for radio, Hoff.
Hey, it's better than a voice for print in this business, you know?
What's up, man?
Not too much, man. So we gotta get the latest info out of you, and then we'll try to make sense of it all. But from a pure information standpoint, we know Jaden Daniels missed practice today with this rib injury. What does that mean for his status Sunday?
I honestly don't know that it means anything. I you know how this works. I think there are fans out there that may react to this. I never expected him to practice today. I thought in any situation, even if he didn't even leave the game the other day, he wouldn't have practiced today. So, and kind of just one thing that folks may not realize, their Wednesday practice is pretty light. It's a lot of walkthrough. It's much more on the mental side. And then Thursday, they ramp things up physically. So, you know, tomorrow would stand out to me if he did practice still. But I never expected him to practice today. The fact that he didn't, I don't think, moves the needle one way or the other towards his availability for Sunday's game. I don't think we're going to know the answer until Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning even. You know, Dan Quinn was very clear that the next update will be Friday afternoon, but I think that'll be another non-update, frankly.
JP Finley, of course, the host of B. Mitch and Finley and the Beltway Football Podcast, also with NBC4, with us here on the Hoffman Show. So, JP, Dan Quinn keeps talking about that it's his call. One, what is the significance of it being his call versus, say, the doctor's call? And two, what do you think he wants to or needs to see for him to ultimately say, yes, Jaden, you can play?
Well, it's interesting that he's saying it's his call, because I think the doctors certainly have a ton of input. If you want to take him at complete surface level, and I'm not sure you should, but if it really is just his call, would probably mean that he's been medically cleared. I'm not sure if that's the case, but like, there's no way it's his call if the doctors are like, dude, he shouldn't play. Then it's out of the coach's hands, right? But I think what he means more is he needs to make sure that he looks and plays like Jaden Daniels. And if you are okay to play, but then as you play and you run around and you show your ability to evade pressure in the pocket, take off running, go deep, work different arm angles, all of those things require either a really high pain threshold or feeling pretty good in your core and your core muscles. And that's where this thing is. And so I think DQ just means, like, if I don't see that he's looking like himself and playing like himself, then we're not going to put him out there.
Yeah, I think you're obviously correct. The doctors are going to have an input. And so, by the way, it's Adam Peters. There's no doubt that he's going to have...
Right.
Maybe Dan's the one who gets to say, you know, find out this is what it is, but it's going to come after a big meeting with a lot of different voices that are going to get to input. And then if he's like, he's playing, and Adam's like, I was in all those meetings. I don't agree. Then Dan's going to go, okay, Adam, you're right. That does kind of get to the point of... How they've done a great job of treating Jaden Daniels like every other person in that building, which is part of the reason why I think it's worked the way it has. But there's also the undeniable reality that he's the number two overall pick. He is the franchise. So how does that impact their decision for the immediacy of Sunday?
I mean, it certainly impacts it, and you've got to think long term, right? But, Hoff, this is kind of your an area that I think you, more than a lot of media people, have a lot of understanding of. And Beamish is kind of similar. From what we think we understand, right? Like, we don't know, but sure seems like there's not a broken rib. And the injury is probably where the cartilage kind of holds the ribs together.
Yep.
From what I have been told and understand to be true, that is not something that you – there's no, like, surgery for that. There's no magic vitamin for that. It's a time thing. And there's no – I'm sure they're giving him treatment and trying to stimulate the recovery and all those things, right? Like, I'm positive that's happening. But when they say week to week, it's because that could all feel better by Friday. Or it could take 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a bone. It's not a specific strain that they can that you can, like, put a timeline to. It's whenever this thing just kind of heals. And there probably are medicines and shots and whatever you want to call, like, painkillers that can make it palatable for Sunday if that's the path they choose. So I think them trying to provide as little information as possible is pretty smart. And on some level, it gives them – there's an element of gamesmanship to this as well in what should be a pretty tight football game and a fairly important football game. And, you know, two teams that are over 500 in mid-October.
No, you're 100% right. And just to kind of close the loop on the injury front here, the other risk that you take, even with the painkillers, is re-injuring it. And on some level, it's like the biggest thing, the first test, if you will, the first boss you have to defeat is actually being able to play football. Like, if you can't throw, well, then that's pretty easy. You're not playing. But then the question is, then this is where the doctors come in and can have a better answer. And someone, you know, I will tell my clients often, JP, I'm a trainer, not a doctor. So if you come to me with some injury stuff, I might be able to help you, but there's a really good chance I'm going to send you to someone with a lot fancier letters that they had to pay a lot more money for than the training certifications that I have. But, like, they've got to understand what the re-injury risk is, because sometimes, especially if you take a painkiller and it's more numb to whatever pain, not necessarily numb like a Toradol or whatever, but just like an Advil, and you don't feel it, well, then you twist it past what your body would normally send you a pain signal to protect, and now you've done more damage that causes you to miss two extra weeks on the back end. But congrats, you played 2.5 quarters on Sunday against the Bears. And they definitely are going to want to avoid that, both because they don't want to keep him injured long term and because that's worse for this season. So I think that's kind of the stuff that they're considering. They have very, very, very tight lips to your point. So we'll see. So here's then the next type of thing. Yeah, go ahead and close the loop or whatever else you want to add there.
No, the only other thing that I think is probably worth adding is one of the biggest things for all their guys throughout, since these guys have taken over, and really it's fairly commonplace around the league, is you do, before you let them play, you want to see them push it a little, and then you want to see how they feel the day after pushing it a little.
Yep.
So I will be curious if we do see at least a limited availability from Jaden on the practice, like on this injury report. Obviously today is a DMP, but maybe Thursday he gets a limited role, so they at least see him out there and then see how he feels the following day. That could come Friday into Saturday too. But if he is going to play, I do think you see at least something on the field.
No, I think that's a great point. He can do a lot of mental prep with the VR and the way they practice with the walkthroughs, but I do think you're probably right on them wanting to test it physically.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
JP Finley with us here on the Hoffman Show. Of course, you can listen to him on 106.7 The Fan daily from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So then there's the Marcus Mariota of it all. The Panthers are abysmal, but when we were talking to your co-host on the Beltway Football Pod, Mitch Tischler, yesterday, as we do on Tuesdays, he seemed to think that what we saw on Sunday is pretty repeatable moving forward for Marcus with how well this offense is. Obviously not going to be that good because the Panthers are one of the worst teams in the NFL, but what's your confidence level in this offense with Marcus Mariota based off what we saw in camp and what we saw on Sunday?
I think that is a real question. I think Carolina's bad, and I think they were injured last week.
No doubt.
But I also think Washington runs the ball really well. And I know the Bears have a good defense, but I think they're going to continue to run the ball. And when you have a team that's able to move the ball on the ground, it takes off so much pressure for the quarterback. And it was Zach Ertz said to me after the game about Mariota, this offense, because Ertz was at Stanford, I believe, when Mariota was at Oregon.
Yep.
And he was kind of saying, he's like, man, when we played Marcus in those situations, I had never seen anything like it. And that this reminded him of Mariota in that Oregon offense and how perfectly suited he was. And it right now just seems like Cliff is pressing all the right buttons at all the right times. And, are you going to score 40 again? And, everything that happened against Carolina, I don't think you can expect that. But Jaden is an unbelievable playmaker and one of the most accurate passers I've ever seen. So I do think it's fair to assume some level of drop-off. But there's a reason this coaching staff was super high on Mariota, even when there wasn't a lot of statistical, empirical evidence to support it. And at least in his first backup appearance, he showed why.
Yeah, I think the thing that I struggle with, JP, is one, you're definitely correct. Carolina, not very good to begin with, super banged up, and they just never were – stressed at all in that game, and the pass rush was non-existent, and that's playing like almost a glorified 7-on-7. And I just go back to camp, and I'm like, but I saw that dude in camp, and it was also this offense. How much has he really grown whilst watching Jaden operate it? And I'm not saying that Marcus would strike me as the kind of guy with his running skill set that maybe is better in games than he is in practice, that his playmaking can come alive in a way that just doesn't really replicate on the practice field. But I do kind of wonder, against a Bears team that is far, far better, 12 straight games holding opponents under 21, how much do they lean into that run game? My guess is a lot. But then what are the specific things that they ask Marcus to do, and how different are those things than Jaden? I don't know that Cliff's going to get remotely into answering that tomorrow, but like, I think that's probably what's keeping him up at night this week. And by the way, he can't afford to stay up at night. He gets up way too early to be up at night.
I am with you. We all saw Mariota's struggles in camp. Like, that was not a secret then. And I think when Mariota started pretty poor on Sunday against Carolina, a lot of us that watched every snap in camp were like, oh, man, here we go again. And you just – it was a pleasant – certainly a pleasant surprise how he played. I don't know that it's a great question, because was that a perfect storm against a terrible Carolina team, or is that just what the expectation should be? I don't have an answer.
Yeah, Cliff needs to have one. That's his job. He gets paid a lot of money for it, and we'll see what he says about it tomorrow. On the Jamin Davis front, you guys got the chance to ask Dan Quinn about cutting the former first rounder today. What'd you make? First of all, what was his answer for those in the audience that haven't heard it? And two, what did you make of his answer?
Simple, said it was just a roster spot for Jordan McGee. I think when you've got a guy that's been a healthy scratch a couple times, you got to realize how, you know, tentative that roster spot is. And I think he couldn't have been nicer about Jamin the human. He just said, you know, great teammate. It meant a lot that he tried to switch jobs and fight for that roster spot. We'll be rooting for him. I did not get the impression that they're like trying to bring him back to the practice squad or anything. Especially if they view him as a D-end, they also have shown you that they don't think he's a top 53 player at the position. You know, it's just a squandered opportunity. I think if you go through Jamin's 4 years here, or three and a half or whatever, the 22 season kind of stands out. He went over 100 tackles, a couple sacks, you know, some TFLs in there. There's obviously a lot of athletic ability, but it didn't work. I don't think they helped him trying to make him a Mike backer, but like, these guys got here and they're not in it for saving previous first rounders. I think you saw that even earlier with the trade of Dotson, that like, they're not going to base their assessments on previous draft status. And Pimich says this all the time, that like, one, he believes the Washington fan base has this over attachment to first round picks, and that may or may not be true, I don't know. But two, and I've heard, this is kind of an NFL thing, is draft status really only matters until you've played a year worth of games. Like, at some point, the game tape matters far more than what your combine numbers showed you could possibly be. And I think for Jamin, they got to that point. And I've said this repeatedly, and people get mad at me when I've said it and been correct every time. But when they don't pick up a first rounder's option, tells you exactly what they think of that player. And the last three players they haven't picked up the option on, that player didn't finish the fifth year with the team. In this case, it wasn't even the fourth year. You go back to Doxson, the TCU wideout. Chase, they traded away, and now Jamin, just a flat-out release. So whenever you see a first-rounder and the team says, we're going to wait on the option year, because even Deron, that they got the long-term deal done, they picked up his option year. They had to get the deal done going into his sixth season.
Right, Right. You'd never get to a point where you lose a year of team control for a player that you'd like to control. I guess that leads to a final question then, JP, because Emmanuel Forbes has also been a healthy scratch at times. He also played, you know, got back in the rotation and had the pick last week. What are you hearing this week talking to folks around the building about Emmanuel, you know, the game that he had, how he's come back post-injury this time around and kind of where his status is with the team? Because they did go back to the rotation on Sunday, which is something they didn't do in his first week back where they had stuck with Igbinoghene, Sane Ristil, and St. Juice as the corners for the entire game.
I don't think Forbes is in real danger of losing, of being cut or something. I mean, you never know. It's a crazy world and trade deadline, you know, if you acquire a corner or something. But I don't even think Forbes is at the bottom of the corner depth chart on the active. I think that would be Mike Davis. But I think Forbes' inability to really help you on specials doesn't help anything either.
Yeah, he finally was out there at least for a couple.
He got a couple snaps.
It might have just been in punt return safe, though. It might have been like, hey, just in case they fake it. I don't know that he's actually out there on real special teams. So there's
I
that.
Agree. I find it hard to believe he can do much for you on specials.
Yeah. Hey, we're flying to the ball and hitting people really hard is not exactly his MO. But if he can get some interceptions, I think they'll live with it. So we'll see what they do.
Yep.
On Sunday against Caleb Williams and the Bears. JP, appreciate your time as always, sir, and see you at Northwest Stadium on Sunday, which, yes, does still sound weird to say.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, it's JP Finley with us here on the Hoffman Show. You can catch him daily, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on 106.7 The Fan with Brian Mitchell, of course, B. Mitch and Finley. And I just saw, actually, Control F, Hall of... Whoa. Hall of Fame? No. Can I find, if I search Mitchell? There we go. Four former Washington players made the cut for the 50 remaining modern era Hall of Fame candidates. London Fletcher, Sean Alexander, Troy Vincent, and Anthony Haney. Brian Mitchell.
That's this year?
That's for this year. So top 50, still an uphill climb for sure, because you got to get, I think it's, like there's 25, I think, semifinalists or something like that. And then it gets down to like 13 actual people that get in or whatever the numbers are. But yeah, man, like B. Mitch is the second most all-purpose yards in the history of the league. Yeah. Why didn't I do it in the Hall of Fame?
ASAP.
Kind of wacky bit. I know returners, like they only play so much and that was his main thing, but that wasn't his only thing. And he's one of the best ever to do that. So... There's that. All right, when we get back, it is time, Anthony. Our Wednesdays are filled with competition. Why? Because we're just emulating what Dan Quinn and company are doing over there. We like the sound of competition Wednesday. We want to compete over here. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but either way, you're just happy that you're competed. Unless you lose and you have to spin the wheel of mediocre punishment. One of us is going to have to next... And then we're going to pick more games so that we decide who spins it again next week. Competition Wednesday is next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.